It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, hi there. Good morning. Again, Local Real Estate Today, Kyle Bealey, joined by our resident expert, Mary Gilbert, CEO of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle, and happy Friday in the Umpqua Valley.
Yeah, well, let's take a look at a really important topic, pricing from day one. And what do you mean by the term, the cost of chasing the market?
Hey, Kyle, this is one of the biggest mistakes sellers make, especially when the market is shifting. So the market doesn't chase your price. Your price has to chase the market. So when a home is overpriced, sellers end up chasing buyers downward with price reductions, and that almost always costs them more than if they had priced strategically from the beginning. So let's go over the top five reasons not to overprice your house.
All right, reason number one.
Number one, you miss the first 14 days of momentum. So the first 2 weeks are when your listing gets the most online views, the most showings, the highest buyer urgency. If it's overpriced, buyers are going to skip your house.
All right, number two.
Number two, you're going to help sell your competition when you overprice. So buyers compare homes side by side. So if yours is higher with no clear value difference, guess what? You just helped your neighbor sell.
Not what you wanted to do. Number three.
Number three, price reductions signal weakness. So when buyers see multiple reductions, they start wondering, what's wrong with it? How low will they go? So instead of creating excitement, you create doubt.
All right, number four.
Number four, the longer you sit on the market, the more negotiating power buyers have. So from the RMLS Market Action Report, total market time in December was 99 days. So that's up from 77 the month before. So homes are taking longer to sell. If you start too high, you risk being the listing that lingers.
And number five.
Number five, you often net less in the end. And so the irony is overpriced homes often sell for less than market value because they sit longer on the market, they attract lower offers, and they lose that urgency. So pricing right from day one creates leverage.
All right. And so what would you say for strategic pricing? What's it all about?
Yeah. So strategic pricing isn't about giving it away. It's about positioning your home in the market to win. So, and in this market, positioning is everything.
Boy, some good advice there. Let's look at the last couple of weeks in Douglas County. Where are we at?
Yeah, so we're looking at the last 2 weeks, week over week shift. So new listings dropped from 57 in the prior week. We only saw 37 new listings come on the market in the last 7 days.
Wow.
But when we take a look at pendings, man, we had some good activity here. In the prior week, we had 30 pendings. The last 7 days, we saw 55 properties go pending.
Wow.
That's a big jump. And check this out. Price changes also surged. So in the prior week, we had 39 price changes. I think this is a record week for price changes. We saw 70 in the last 7 days. And then comparing sold properties held steady. 28 for the prior week, 28 in the last 7 days.
All right. Good information. Now, let's see. What else do we know about kind of a week over week shift?
Yeah, so kind of week over week shift, what this is telling us is that buyers are very active right now. Sellers are still adjusting their price changing, and that spike in price changes, that's just saying that sellers are correcting after starting too high, which ties perfectly into today's topic.
I should have been listening before. All right, let's talk about the newest listings that are out there.
Yeah, so heading out to 334 Augusta Court in Winchester. This is a great little street. There's not too many homes on it. I love the fact that Augusta Court is on a cul-de-sac, but you've got this single-level home. It's offered for sale at $749,000. It's four bedrooms, two baths, so that fourth bedroom could also make a great office. Over 2,500 square feet on one level, 0.35 of an acre. It's got a presidential 90-year roof on it. It's got the whole house generator with a solar integration, the oversized 3-plus car garage. It's got RV parking, a nice flat level yard and driveway. Really a neat one to check out.
All right. And boy, I was just looking at the picture here. I'm enamored. This is pretty cool.
Yeah, check it out. That's a neat neighborhood. And Winchester, you've got city services with those county taxes. So, and this house sold last year for $780,000. Talk about finding something that you could have some instant equity in.
All right, what's up next?
Yeah, if you head out to Hewcrest, 2025 Northwest Delridge Avenue in Roseburg, here's another single-story home. It's a two-bedroom, two-bath with 1,280 square feet. It's been recently updated. You've got a room to garden. It's been updated with a brand-new deck, copper roof that adds that rustic feel. It was originally a three-bedroom home. It's been created into a two-bedroom to create that larger primary suite. So the seller also is planning on replacing the heat pump. So adding to the long list of improvements, this house is offered for sale at $450,000. It's on our big lot, 0.21 acres in Hewcrest. Check it out. Listed with Eric Ott, my listing partner at Keller Williams.
All right, let's go over off of Harvard. What do we see there?
Yeah, moving on to the west side of Roseburg, 169 West Hazel Street in Roseburg. This is a four-bedroom, two-bath, just under 1,300 square feet, $349,000. So it's got also some updates with fresh paint, flooring, inviting space, just low-maintenance yard. Offered for sale at $349,000, listed with Sabrina Jorgensen at Fathom Realty.
And what about, we got to mention Sutherland.
Sutherland is a very active area. This is a going to be newly completed home. This house is under construction, or it's a proposed build. So if you want something new in Sutherland, check this out. It's going to be built at 157 Elkton Street, three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,500 square feet. Under $400,000, coming in at $399,900. This is a really good price for a brand new home in Sutherland. So $399,900. Ben Tatone at Roseburg Realty is the listing agent, and Tabor Construction is the builder.
All right, what about Myrtle Creek?
Myrtle Creek. This is, check this out, 464 Lou Gray Drive. It's got a two-bedroom, one-bath fixer home on it. It's on 0.37 of an acre. This is listed at $125,000. So if you're looking for a nice big lot to build a new house on, maybe you have a little getaway, this is a cool property to check out.
All right, I see we've got another one in Myrtle Creek.
Yeah, 191 Southeast Callahan Court, $440,000. This is a four-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath, 1,943 square feet. Built in 2007, so a newer home, got some modern features. This is listed with Joanne Graham at eXp Realty.
And let's talk open houses.
Open houses. So there is an open house today. If you want to check out that Forest Heights subdivision, go to 845 Forest Heights Street in Sutherland. This is a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath, 2,500 square feet home. It's open. Actually, this one is open tomorrow, 12 to 2. But if you want to see today's open house in that Forest Heights subdivision, 662 Brooks Loop. Check out a house with a turret-style roof, turret-style deck, turret-style rooms. This is a one-of-a-kind. Three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath, 2,900 square feet. This did just get a recent price reduction. It's offered for sale at $545,000.
All right, what else do we have?
If you want to check out some more houses on Valentine's Day tomorrow, go to 270 Glenwood Court. This is in that Fisher Road area. That is on 5 acres, open tomorrow from 11 to 2. And if you want to see something else out in Garden Valley, 125 Kestrel Lane in Roseburg, offered for sale at $680,000. This is a log home on 2+ acres, open tomorrow from 11 to 1. And you'll see Jake Gilman out there at the Neal Company.
Wow, some great space on that one. And log homes are really cool.
Absolutely.
All right, so a lot of great information there this morning. And if people want to get started, whether they've been thinking about buying or selling, or they're not really quite sure what to do, they want to talk to a professional that's been doing this for a long time and knows more, what do they do to get connected?
Absolutely, Kyle. So if you're thinking about selling this spring, don't chase the market. You can give us a call at 541-366-6080. Visit us online at marygilbert.com or stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and weekends by appointment. And we're here to help you move strategically, not emotionally.
Boy, that's a good way to put it. Mary Gilbert from the Mary Gilbert Group wrapping up Local Real Estate Today, full of information. You can listen back to this podcast as well. Mary, thanks for being in. All right, it is 9 o'clock.